in Arizona, the trial of an aid worker charged with conspiring to harbor undocumented immigrants ended this week in a hung jury. Scott Warren, who volunteers with the group No More Deaths, was arrested in 2018 after Border Patrol agents say they saw him directing migrants toward a route to avoid law enforcement. Warren's attorneys say he didn't intend to break the law, and Warren himself put it this way.
The government's plan in the midst of this humanitarian crisis, policies to target undocumented people, refugees, and their families, prosecutions to criminalize humanitarian aid, kindness, and solidarity.
Warren is the first aid worker on Arizona's southern border to face felony charges for human smuggling in more than a decade. If he'd been convicted, he would have faced up to 20 years in prison. Let's bring in Michel Marisco from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michel, welcome.
Thank you.
And you were in the courtroom for this trial. Have we learned anything more about why the jury couldn't reach a decision?
No, we haven't. You know, it comes down in a lot of ways to the same issues that have perpetuated humanitarian aid work and people dying in Arizona's deserts for going on 20 years. You know, people either have sympathy and see a real need for alternative ways and methodologies for people to have their lives saved out there, or they believe that it's the job of the U.S. Border Patrol to pick that up.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned that Warren had been accused of harboring people who had crossed the border illegally. Now, they were at a place called The Barn. Maybe you could explain that and just, you know, tell us how the prosecution tried to prove that Warren had broken the law.
So about 35 miles north of the Arizona border, there's a shelter, a refurbished old house called The Barn that was sort of used as a migrant aid station and a way station by the group No More Deaths. Scott Warren was there when these two undocumented immigrants happened to show up. He said he did not expect them to be there. But when they were, he saw that they needed some medical assistance, and he started trying to provide that over the phone from doctors and nurses that work with No More Deaths. 2 days later, the Border Patrol was surveilling this property, they said, because they had seen signs of undocumented immigrant activity in the area. And they saw Warren outside with two men pointing at two mountain ranges. This was the crux of the argument. During closing arguments, they actually tried to use the fact that he's a geography professor to show that he had a special knowledge to be able to direct people and guide them between these two mountain ranges.
In other words, to guide them away from agents who'd be looking for them.
Exactly. Yes, sir. They said to get them around a Border Patrol checkpoint. He said he was just trying to keep them from getting lost in the desert.
Warren's arrest came not soon after the former Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in 2017 that the Justice Department would be committed to prosecuting cases just like this. Yes. So this is one example of now several. How else have we seen the strategy playing out along the entire stretch of the border?
And a series of misdemeanor charges of people like Scott, including Scott himself, charged with misdemeanor crimes for littering charges, trespassing charges along the border. And then there's also cases of immigrants, of immigration attorneys and journalists who have been accompanying immigrants, asylum seekers, mind you, across the border who themselves have been detained, harassed, photographed, surveilled by U.S. Border Patrol and CBP officers along the border.
Jeff Sessions is gone, but I assume the policy is still there?
The policy seems to not have shifted. It will be fascinating to see whether this prosecutor is supposed to meet up again July 2nd with No More Deaths attorneys. They said yesterday they will decide before that whether or not they're going to try Scott Warren again.
I guess the question is, and Michel, I'm looking at the weather forecast today, and it said it's going to be 110 degrees in the deserts of Arizona today. Is the government's policy deterring any of these groups from providing aid to the migrants as they try to make this trek north? I mean, are they still out there doing the work that got Scott Warren into trouble?
No More Deaths started in 2004, and that year we had 240 known recovered remains. We don't know how many people die every year. We just know how many are found. Last year we had 168. 88 were found around the region where Scott was arrested since the day he was arrested. These numbers haven't changed. The reality is that as migration numbers go up and down, the number of dead also do. And that seems to be the only thing that changes how many people die in Arizona's deserts every summer. And they are still doing the work, and they're saying that they're going to continue doing the work. Presumably that number would be even higher if they weren't out there. And to be honest, if the Border Patrol search, trauma, and rescue teams weren't also out there rescuing people and pulling them out of the desert.
That's Michel Morisco from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michel, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you.